Good morning and welcome to Richard August, the autistic Christian MGTOW, the red pill man who lights it up blue. This is Yea, the Bible saith this. Today's readings are from Exodus chapters 28 and 29 in my 1560 edition of the Geneva Bible, as I have here and as I read from daily. And now, we begin this with brief prayer. Lord, open thou our hearts to hear, and by thy word do us draw near. Let us thy word still pure retain. Let us thy children and heirs remain. In Jesus' name, amen. We begin with Exodus chapter 28. God is speaking. And cause thou thy brother Aaron to come unto thee, and his sons with him, from among the children of Israel, that he may serve me in the priest's office. I mean Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar, Aaron's sons. Also you shall make holy garments for Aaron thy brother, glorious and beautiful. Therefore thou shalt speak unto all cunning men, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may serve me in the priest's office. Now these shall be ye garments, which they shall make, a breastplate, and an ephod, and a robe, and a broidered coat, a mitre, and a girdle. So they see holy garments, shall they make for Aaron thy brother, and for his sons, that he may serve me in the priest's office. Therefore they shall take gold, and blue silk, and purple, and scarlet, and fine linen, and they shall make the ephod of gold, blue silk, and purple, scarlet, and fine twined linen of broidered work. The two shoulders thereof shall be joined together by their two edges, so shall it be closed. And ye embroidered guard of the same ephod, which shall be upon him, shall be of ye selfsame work and stuff, even of gold, blue silk, and purple and scarlet, and fine twined linen. And thou shalt take two onyx stones, and grave upon them the names of the children of Israel. Six names of them shall upon the one stone, and the six names that remain upon the second stone, according to their generations. Thou shalt cause to grave ye two stones according to the names of ye children of Israel, by a graver of signets. Ye worketh and graveth in stone, and shalt make them to be set and embossed in gold. And thou shalt put the two stones upon the shoulders of the ephod, as stones of remembrance of ye children of Israel, for Aaron shall bear their names before ye Lord upon his two shoulders for a remembrance. So thou shalt make bosses of gold, and two chains of fine gold at the end of wreathed work shalt you make them, and shalt fasten the wreathed chains upon the bosses. And also thou shalt make the breastplate of judgment with broidered work, like the work of the ephod shalt thou make it, of gold, blue silk, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen shalt you make it. Four square it shall be, and double, and handbread long, and an handbread broad. Then thou shalt set it full of places for stones, even four rows of stones. Ye order shall be this, a ruby, a topaz, and a carbuncle in the first row. And in the second row thou shalt set an emerald, a sapphire, and a diamond. And in ye third row a turquoise, an agate, and a hematite. And in the fourth row a chrysolite, an onyx, and a jasper. And they shall be set in gold in their embossments. And the stones shall be according to the names of the children of Israel, 12, according to their names, graven as signets, every one after his name, and they shall be for the 12 tribes. Then thou shalt make upon the breastplate two chains at the ends of wreathen work of pure gold. Thou shalt make also upon the breastplate two rings of gold, and put the two rings on the two ends of the breastplate. And thou shalt put the two wreath chains of gold in the two rings and the ends of the breastplate. And the other two ends of the two wreathen chains shalt thou fasten in the two embossments, and shall put them upon the shoulders of the ephod on ye four side of it. Also thou shalt make two rings of gold, which thou shalt put in the two other ends of the breastplate, upon the border thereof, toward ye inside of ye ephod. And two other rings of gold thou shalt make, and put them on the two sides of the ephod, beneath in the forepart of it, over against the coupling of it, upon the broidered guard of the ephod. Thus they shall bind the breastplate by his rings unto the rings of the ephod, with the lace of blue silk, that it may be fast upon the broidered guard of the ephod, and yet the breastplate be not loosed from the ephod. So Aaron shall bear the names of the children of Israel in the breastplate of judgment upon his heart, when he goeth into the holy place, for a remembrance continually before the Lord. Also thou shalt put in the breastplate of judgment the Urim and the Thummim, which shall be upon Aaron's heart, when he goeth in before the Lord, and Aaron shall bear the judgment of the children of Israel upon his heart before the Lord continually. And thou shalt make the robe of the ephod altogether of blue silk, and the hole for his head shall be in the midst of it, having an edge of woven work round about ye collar of it, so it shall be as ye collar of an habergeon, that it rent not. And beneath upon the skirts thereof you shall make pomegranates of blue silk, and purple, and scarlet, round about the skirts thereof, and bells of gold between them round about, that is, a golden bell and a pomegranate, a golden bell and a pomegranate, round about upon the skirts of the robe. So it shall be upon Aaron when he ministereth, and his sound shall be heard when he goeth into the holy place before the Lord, and when he cometh out, and he shall not die. Also thou shalt make a plate of pure gold, and graven thereon, as signets are graven, Holiness to the Lord. And you shall put it on a blue silk lace, and it shall be upon the mitre, even upon ye forefront of the mitre shall it be. So it shall be upon Aaron's forehead, that Aaron may bear the iniquity of ye offerings, which the children of Israel shall offer in all their holy offerings. It shall be always upon his forehead, to make them acceptable before the Lord. Likewise thou shalt embroider the fine linen coat, and thou shalt make a mitre of fine linen, but thou shalt make a girdle of needlework. Also thou shalt make for Aaron's sons coats, and thou shalt make them girdles and bonnets, shalt thou make them for glory and comeliness. And thou shalt put them upon Aaron thy brother, and on his sons with him, and shalt anoint them, and fill their hands, and sanctify them, yet they may minister unto me in the priest's office. Thou shalt also make them linen breeches to cover their privities. From the loins unto the thighs shall they reach. And they shall be for Aaron and his sons when they come into the tabernacle of the congregation, when they come in unto the altar to minister in ye holy place, that they commit not iniquity and so die. This shall be a law forever unto him and to his seed after him. Finally, Exodus chapter 29. This thing also shalt thou do unto them when thou consecratest them to be my priests. Take a young calf, and two rams without blemish, and unleavened bread, and cakes unleavened, tempered with oil, and wafers unleavened, anointed with oil, of fine wheat flour shalt thou make them. Then you shall put them in one basket, and present them in the basket with the calf and the two rams, and shalt bring Aaron and his sons unto the door of the tabernacle of ye congregation, and wash them with water. Also thou shalt take the garments, and put upon Aaron the tunicle, and the robe of the ephod, and the breastplate, and shall clothe them to him with the broidered guard of the ephod. Then thou shalt put the mitre upon his head, and shalt put the holy crown upon the mitre. And thou shalt take the anointing oil, and shalt pour upon his head, and anoint him. And thou shalt bring his sons, and put coats upon them, and shalt girdle them with girdles, both Aaron and his sons, and shalt put the bonnets on them, and the priest's office shall be theirs for a perpetual law. Thou shalt also fill the hands of Aaron and the hands of his sons. After, thou shalt present the calf before the tabernacle of the congregation, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head of the calf. So thou shalt kill the calf before ye, Lord, at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. Then thou shalt take of ye blood of the calf, and put it upon the horns of the altar with thy finger, and shalt pour all the rest of the blood at the foot of the altar. Also thou shalt take all the fat that covereth the inwards, and the caul that is on the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, and shalt burn them upon the altar. But the flesh of the calf, and his skin, and his dung, shalt thou burn with fire, without the host. It is a sin offering. Thou shalt also take one ram, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head of the ram. Then thou shalt kill the ram, and take his blood, and sprinkle it round about upon the altar. And thou shalt cut the ram in pieces, and wash ye inwards of him and his legs, and shalt put them upon the pieces thereof, and upon his head. So thou shalt burn the whole ram upon the altar. For it is a burnt offering unto the Lord for a sweet savour. It is an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And thou shalt take the other ram, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head of the ram. Then shalt thou kill the ram, and take of his blood, and put it upon the lap of Aaron's ear, and upon the lap of the right ear of his sons, and upon the thumb of their right hand, and upon the great toe of their right foot, and shalt sprinkle the blood upon the altar round about. And thou shalt take of the blood that is upon the altar, and of the anointing oil, and shalt sprinkle it upon Aaron, and upon his garments, and upon his sons, and upon the garments of his sons with him. So he shall be hallowed, and his clothes, and his sons, and the garments of his sons with him. Also thou shalt take of the rams ye fat, and the rump, even the fat that covereth the inwards, and the caul of the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, and the right shoulder, for it is the ram of consecration, and one loaf of bread, and one cake of bread tempered with oil, and one wafer, out of ye basket of the unleavened bread that is before the Lord. And thou shalt put all this in the hands of Aaron, and in the hands of his sons, and shalt shake them to and fro before ye, Lord. Again, thou shalt receive them of their hands, and burn them upon the altar besides the burnt offering, for a sweet savour before the Lord, for this is an offering made by fire unto the Lord. Likewise, thou shalt take the breast of the ram of the consecration, which is for Aaron, and shalt shake it to and fro before the Lord, and it shall be thy part. And thou shalt sanctify the breast of the shaken offering, and the shoulder of the heave offering, which was shaken to and fro, which was heaved up of the ram of the consecration, which was for Aaron, and which was for his sons. And Aaron and his sons shall have it by a statute forever of the children of Israel, for it is an heave offering, and it shall be an heave offering of the children of Israel, of their peace offerings, even their heave offering to the Lord. And the holy garments, which appertain to Aaron, shall be his sons after him, to be anointed therein, and to be consecrate therein. That son that shall be priest in his stead shall put them on 7 days, when he cometh into the tabernacle of the congregation to minister into the holy place. So shall thou shalt take the ram of ye consecration, and seethe his flesh in the holy place. And Aaron and his sons shall eat the flesh of the ram, and the bread that is in ye basket at the door of the tabernacle of ye congregation. So they shall eat these things, whereby their atonement was made, to consecrate them, and to sanctify them. But a stranger shall not eat thereof, because they are holy things. Now if aught of ye flesh of the consecration, or of ye bread remain unto the morning, then thou shalt burn it, the rest with fire. It shall not be eaten, because it is an holy thing. Therefore shalt thou do thus unto Aaron and unto his sons, according to all things which I have commanded thee. 7 days shalt thou consecrate them. And thou shalt offer every day a calf or a sin offering for reconciliation, and thou shalt cleanse ye altar when thou hast offered upon it for reconciliation, and shalt anoint it to sanctify it. 7 days shalt thou cleanse the altar and sanctify it, so the altar shall be most holy, and whatsoever toucheth the altar shall be holy. Now this is yet which thou shalt present upon the altar, even 2 lambs of 1 year old, day by day, continually. The one lamb thou shalt present in the morning, and the other lamb shalt thou present at even. And with ye one lamb, a tenth part of sin flour mingled with the fourth part of an hin of beaten oil, and the fourth part of an hin of wine for a drink offering. And the other lamb you shall present at even. Thou shalt do thereto according to the offering of the morning, and according to the drink offering thereof, to be a burnt offering for a sweet savor unto the Lord. This shall be a continual burnt offering in your generations at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before ye, Lord, where I will make appointment with you to speak there unto thee. There I will appoint with the children of Israel, and the place shall be sanctified by my glory. And I will sanctify the tabernacle of ye congregation and the altar. I will sanctify also Aaron and his sons to be my priests. And I will dwell among the children of Israel and will be their God. Then shall they know that I am ye Lord their God, that brought them out of ye land of Egypt, that I might dwell among them. I am the Lord their God. Praise the Lord. And may God add his richest blessing to this reading of his holy word. Thank you for watching and listening. This has been Richard August, the autistic Christian MGTOW, the red pill man who lights it up blue. This is Yea, the Bible saith this. Please join me tomorrow for continued reading in the book of Exodus.